Why I thought it was starting later. This is great. Everybody go check it out. There's free shows.
Every Tuesday and Wednesday night, they start at 8 o'clock.
Club Bala 2?
Club Bala 2. 42.
I think it's 4372, but I'm not 100% sure. Saint Laurent Boulevard. It's just above Marianne.
Exactly. Right at the corner of between Marianne
and Mount Royal.
And Mount Royal.
It's an institution. So if you haven't been, check it out.
I think it's the 14th anniversary coming up.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the Silly Door competition?
I'm sleeping.
Before that competition ends, I'm going to ask the winner of last year's competition, MD, from Mali.
Okay.
To come back into the studio.
Oh, nice. I was away for that, so I didn't even get to see who won. I haven't been keeping up. So.
MD is an amazing, amazing artist. Anyway, it's 2 o'clock, so we have to say goodbye.
Well, here is taking you out is Lamech Williams and another rapper with him named Nish, who is pretty darn good. So please enjoy.
Montreal, hopefully, we see you next week. Although we are in pain, we just want to make sure and tell you that you know that we love you.
We love you, Montreal. We love you.
And we will always, always be with you. Sunshine, storm.
Minus 40 and your butt is freezing. We'll still be here.
Montreal, we see you next week, okay? Take care of yourself.
And have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye. To my beautiful kids, don't let your dreams cease to exist. Take it from Nish, cause you's a gift, fake gift.
Yo, what is this? Camouflage collage.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. A McGill professor has resigned after the university announced it would not divest from fossil fuels. Gregory McKelson, who teaches philosophy of biology and environmental ethics, resigned after the university refused to divest for the third time in the last 20 years. Nearly 9% of McGill's investment pool is in fossil fuels, according to an internal watchdog report. In other news, Quebec has reduced moose hunting allowances in La Delaware-André Reserve by 30%. It's a partial answer to the calls of the Algonquin and Anishinaabeg Nation Tribe Council, who has been calling for a complete moratorium since the summer. De La Vérendrye is about 2 hours north of Quebec. The Quebec government announces plans to monitor the moose population this summer. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! Is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Callaloo is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Callaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie.
Oh yes, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome, welcome once more to Caribbean Callaloo. Yeah man, as Neil say, I put the pepper in the Callaloo. I don't put pepper in the Callaloo, I bust up the pepper in the Callaloo. So when you drink it, it's nice and hot. And last week he tried to drink some of my Callaloo and he fall down. I think I put a little bit of liquor in it and you went and lick it instead of drink it. You had to drink the Callaloo, Neil. That's where you wouldn't fall down. Yeah. When people tell you come, come, come all the time and this beautiful lady telling you come, come and you don't come. I don't know what you just be doing. When a beautiful lady like that tell you to come, you better come, otherwise you get pushed down. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo. In the house today is the Master J himself. And Master J can't even come up the stairs. Warm to you, Master J, man.
It's cold, Montreal. It's cold. Montreal, it is cool and fresh. It is nice.
You know something? You guys shouldn't complain. Look out west. What's happening out there? Even Vancouver is have more snow than Montreal at this time of the year.
So we're still in good hands.
Right? Yeah, man. I was playing in the grass this morning. So I don't know what you guys complaining about. And we normally at this time of the year we have 40 below. And we have about what, 16? Oh man, I'm enjoying it. I came in here in my t-shirt alone. Yes, man.
You're pretty young, so you know you could afford to do that.
Yes, I am young. That's what she told me last night. She said, "You are a young man. Why are you dressed like that?" And I was all over Montreal, dressed in my t-shirt and slippers. And how are you today? How are you doing, my dear? And I would say Happy New Year to you. And I was listening to you on the radio, man.
Happy New Year.
Tell you something. The show would love to have you on more often.
I'd love to, but can I bring some music? Because I got some good stuff from the Caribbean. You know I live in the Caribbean part of the time, so I got some new stuff.
You do, I know. Tell them what part of the Caribbean you came.
I live in Dominica mostly, but also Martinique. Mm-hmm. So I live back and forth, sometimes St. Lucia, but mostly Martinique, Dominica.
Martinique, yes. I see they have some earthquakes going on over there.
They've been having some stuff, but everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Right now, everybody's cool.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's it's just that your heart is in your hand. With an earthquake, you never know when it's coming.
It's scary.
You never. It could come now or 100 years from now. So, you know.
It's true. But you know what? I was living through one earthquake. I didn't even feel it. I was in Dominica. Apparently, there was a huge, it was like a 6-point whatever earthquake. Mm-hmm. We didn't feel anything.
No.
No.
It shakes the mountains more.
I was in the mountains. I think it was like solid. It was great. It was scary.
We have a lot of, we have a lot in St. Vincent also because we have a volcano there. And when it's given problems, it always
and that's scary.
Shake. And you know, you walk around and who's playing with the yard over there?
Right.
You know, good. So, when you going away?
I think I'll be here for a little bit. Yeah. I might bounce around brief trips, but I'm gonna be here for a little while. I need to decompress and enjoy the city if it gets warmer. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm just like praying that it's gonna be warmer, but if it gets warmer I'm enjoying the city right now.
Good. I'm enjoying it too because it's never been warm like this for a long time. Since I've been here, so three times it was like this.
Yeah.
And I remember it like this and I'm enjoying it. Everybody completely is cold. What do you expect?
It's true.
We're in Montreal, Canada.
Yep.
One of the coldest big city in the world.
It's true. It is true. So, we can't be complaining because it's been great compared to what it could be.
So we are going along the country here. It's like the country.
Yes.
And the country road. We're walking along and it's not.
DJ, hello.
1690. Oh, yeah. So we are walking along and we're enjoying it. And, you know, I enjoy the grass. For Christmas.
Yeah, the grass, exactly. Yeah,
it was green.
It's just green.
I was dreaming about a green Christmas.
Well, it was kind of brown. I don't know if it was green. It was a little bit brown.
Yeah, where I'm from, the grass is green.
Well, that's the best way to be.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it. All right, so we're gonna walk. So you come by anytime you want to.
I will come by anytime you ask me.
Anytime. All right. So we're gonna work that out. Okay. Let's go along the country road. Montreal. We're walking along the country road.
107. City auntie. How I miss you, my beloved country. Three big mountains blocking off the wind, and sweet soca music just for me to sing. Country road.
Oh gosh, let me stop that right there, because country road are going to Trinidad for carnival. Carnival is next month. What date again is next month? Is the carnival?
I think the 24th and
25th of next month. That is just about a month from now, and I want to go there before, because if you get there before the carnival, you don't want to leave Trinidad, because there's so much to do. Not only carnival Monday and Tuesday. As a matter of fact, the build-up to carnival is the biggest and the best in the whole world, right in Trinidad and Tobago. So I'm going to go down there and hit the country road. Yeah, man, this is my adopted country, you know, Trinidad.
Trinidad is fabulous.
Yep. When you say bad, what do you mean?
Well, sorry?
When you say bad, I know it's a bad place.
No,
you know?
The best place.
Oh, the best.
My sister's Trini, and she went to carnival last year, and she loved it. In fact, she ran into, what's her name? I'm drawing a blank here.
Destra?
No, from the States, long hair, a rapper, half Trini.
Oh, yeah.
Totally drawing a blank. Totally drawing a blank.
All right. That's all right. I'm a blank person right now. I don't remember
totally,
names.
Totally.
What's your name again?
Leah. My name is
Leah.
Leah.
Okay,
Leah,
you tell me this 2 minutes after now. What's your name?
Exactly.
All right. And you look much older than I am. I don't know why I'm blanking when you're not. Only kidding here.
Just for me to sing.
Country road.
Take me home.
This is this was made right here in Montreal by Cecil. Happy what? Happy farmer? Happy P. Cecil. He used to sing in the band with me. This guy. Yeah. We sang in a band together. He sang in a band that I used to be playing with.
Okay.
And then with his enthusiasm, I sang about 4 songs in the band.
Okay.
Yeah. And my reggae song I sang, it was the best. Everybody wanted me to record the song, and I was I didn't sing the song. It's not my song. I was afraid at the time I should have done it over.
Well, it's never too late. There's a studio here.
Well, I know, but you know, my voice is not as how it used to be.
It could add character.
Yeah, well, I don't want to have a growly voice on a song.
A little Barry White.
Yeah. All right.
Where I belong, back in Sawa, on the Frisca, take me home, country road, all my memories, gather on her, all my partners, hanging out in Sawa, by the markets, and in the quizzes, you could tell the fellas, I am on my way. Country road, take me home to a place where I belong. Magdalena, by the water, take me home. Country road, country road, take me home to a place where I belong. Every morning when she called me, radio remind me of my home far away. And going on the airplane, I got the feeling I should be there. Yesterday, country road, take me home to a place where I belong. My
Listen to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. We're going to be back after this quick message and we're going to hit the road. As the man just said, country road.
Oh my goodness, 17 years. Lady Oracle. Limelight been going strong for 17 years. Lady Oracle, put down that champagne. We're not celebrating just yet. We need our peoples to be with us. Come and join us Saturday, February the 8th, Devon Bell Social Club, as we celebrate the Limelight Radio Show 17th year on CJLO. Special guest performances by Sean Miller and lyricist Serenity. She got bars. On the ones and twos providing the music for the night, my man, DJ White Sox. $5 donation at the door. Doors open at 7 p.m. until 11. Come celebrate with us. We'd love to see y'all there. Peace.
Oh yes.
You want some hip hop, you want some R&B, tune into the Limelight 6 to 8 every Saturdays right here on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
Oh yes. So as we last week we did a little spot with my very 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 best friend. At one time when we grew up as kids and went to school together. And he passed away about 12 years ago. As a matter of fact, he became the king of comedy. The first king of comedy that they put on in Trinidad and Tobago, he went. And he became the first king of comedy in the Caribbean at the comedy show that they were giving out that prize. For that time. And he goes by the name of Salouche. Salouche. Then I met him when I went back. And he told me all about what happened. And I said, well, we are going to bring you abroad and expose you to North America. So I brought him up to Canada. Had a big, big, big comedy show with him right here in Montreal. And together with my friend Stretch and I. We put it on right over there at the Oscar Peterson Hall. And boy, keep coming every year. They took him over there in Toronto and New York. He went to England. He went everywhere. But you know something, his best days were here in Montreal. And his very last show before he passed away was right here in Montreal. And the gentleman that is going to introduce solution this tape also Montreal. This is a recorded did right here in Montreal at one of the comedy shows. So we are paying a tribute to great comedian and friend of mine from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Solution, and the guy who is introducing him. His name is Woodstock. You remember Woodstock? He also passed away. I think even before Solush. Passed away anyway. All them, they're up there laughing their heads off at me. Because I can't remember the date and when they passed and all that. Emirates, if you listen to me or Savvy, please give me a call and give me some dates, please. I would love that. I know you guys... know that. Even Stretch might know that. All right, Stretch, I didn't realize somebody told me that it was you who called last week and says I was doing a good show and the show was fantastic. Thank you. I didn't know it was you. And someone told me that was Stretch. I said, wow, I didn't know Stretch would have. I never heard you sick before, but that was a pretty voice under the. I thought you was under the sack somewhere, but I'm sure you was. All right, so listen to this. This is the man they call Salouche, paying tribute to the man Salouche. Passed away Tuesday gone. There would be 12 years.
Montreal, how you feeling? Let me hear you scream. Put your hands together out of the place called St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And I make some noise for Salouche.
You hear that introduction? I'm going to turn off the music. Hey, listen to that introduction again.
How you feeling? Let me hear you scream. Put your hands together out of the place called St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And make some noise for Salouche.
Give me a hand for that. So it's DJ Woodstock introducing Salouche.
You're supposed to clap.
Yeah. Right here in Montreal.
Well, you know me already. You know me, you have with them stupidness. A fella looking for work, taxi driver. 2 o'clock in the morning, not one single soul traveling. Well, Drake. He go through an alleyway and he see a hand going through. So he stop, he hit blam. And he drive. When he look in the rearview mirror, the woman stone naked. Well, he wondering now to himself, eh? He say, boy, how I going to get paid? The woman don't have no handbag. No pops, none. So he look in the rearview mirror, he say, darling, how am I going to get my money? She take she 2 foot and she tread over the front seat. He look back foot. He say, you ain't had nothing smaller. Salouche, you're supposed to clap for them things.
You're supposed to clap for them things.
Coming out of my mouth that gives semblance to anything living or dead is purely coincidence. It's not meant to abuse, but to amuse. It goes to show that people all over the world, whether you're pink, blue, black, green, or yellow, could either take a joke or give one. Clap. A Trini, a Bajan,
and a
Vinci went into a house of ill repute and they say we want something we never had. Well, Dredd, the woman said, come on me. And she called the Bajan first. He come back down and said, boy, God bless. Clara, ask me about it. And when it started, man, when she done with me, God bless the woman. They said, well, how much you pay? He said, $200, boy, but it good. When the Trini come down, he said, Jesus. He said, I'm going to tell you something, boy. That woman real good. That woman put on 2 scoops of ice cream and she shake some nuts on it. When she done with me, I hold on all on the bed. She got $200 by When the Vinci go up, he come back on me face long. They said, well, what happened? He said, Jesus Christ. The woman put on 2 scoops of ice cream. Shake some nuts, put it, top it off with some chocolate, top it. The damn thing looks so good, I eat it myself.
You're supposed to clap. What? You've been sick while eating yourself. Man, we like ice cream, isn't it? Especially when they put nuts on it.
A woman in the Caribbean, 71 years old, love bouncing. Bad. And she called in a tattooist. He said, what you want me for? He said, I want you to put some boxing people, so. So she said, he said, where want over? He said, put Muhammad Ali over here. So. Over here? Don't worry, Mike Tyson, he's white.
You're right, Mike Tyson like to bite.
Put Evander Field, Holyfield, over here. Grandson watching, and as the grandfather come home, take off clothes, go in the bed. He said, Jesus Christ, woman, what you do there? She said, well, I love boxing so bad, and I don't want to go in the grave without any replicas. So I put Muhammad Ali over here, and my son come at me. So I put Evander Field over here. So. He said, well, who the hell they in the middle? The little grandson said, Grandpa, that had to be Don King. Salute! You're supposed to clap! But then they
did. Oh, yes, you know who Don King is, eh? This is part of Salush anniversary of his death.
And all it's like about it, you imagine
14th of January.
Black like coal. Walk in a hotel room with a white woman. Blonde hair on she head and say he want a room for he and his sister. The next day, he come back with a Chinese woman. See, you want a room for he and his sister, when he fella get curious. He said, let me let you. The third day, he come back with a red head. No. So, you want a room for me, his fella said, oh. You black? And the three women, he have no colorization with you. How you could reach with a thing but brother and sister thing? He said, listen, every time you see I go up in that room and take off my clothes, and she looked down, so she said, oh brother, you're supposed to clap.
Oh brother, when she see that, oh brother,
reading the report, and the report say Bill Clinton is 5 inches extended. Now, I believe that the President of the United States should be a black man. Jesse Jackson. Because that woman talked to she friends, opening she mouth all about, telling people what she do, from what she ain't do. Now, if that was just Jackson, and he did put what he got in she mouth, she want a room to talk. Salute! You're supposed to clap.
Hi! Salute! That was done right here in Montreal. Recorded right here in Montreal, live.
What?
that's confused me. A woman come down from the country and say, this is Josh. You have any Josh show people in here? Clap. She said, look, headache killing me whole weekend. I went to the doctor. They tell me check all kind of people. I check Obia people too. And you is the only Chinese doctor in town that I ain't come to yet. He said, no problem. No problem at all. You have headache? No problem. Have you tried acupuncture? You want to say acupuncture? Say yes, one little prick and that's it. You're supposed to clap.
Oh yes, oh boy, I used to get acupuncture.
Transportation long time. Everything was built next door. So if you're in this institution and you don't make it, you end up in the one just easy. We hospital need the symmetry. If you don't make it in the hospital, is next to the jail. If your lawyer ain't good, jail for your backside. We have a restaurant near funeral home. If your meals ain't so good, and the jackass government that we have down there, just build the 11 college for students next to the crazy house. Some of the best businessmen in the world. Bunch of fellas get together and put a laundry near the beach. Them fellas good. Watch. They get in breeze free. They get in tide free. They get in current free. They get in foam free. Oh God, they could drop the price. Clap. Viagra. I could recommend that. I get one in the tablet, it's blue. And it's triangular in shape. In New York. And I had it in my hand. Looking at it, and a fella boat by me, the tablet drop over the water, and the bridge raised up so. I say, boy, I see this myself. So I go in the classroom and I sit down. And the teacher asks the little boy, he says, Mr. Bray, spell blind pig. Boy say, B-L-N-D-P-G. The teacher said, what happened to the eye? The boy say, me pig blind, you can't put in the eye. In a house that just born is real problems to name that child. The father wanted name, well, do you think now it's African name? The father now name Ugu Ungu. She said, the mother said, me like that. Could you name him Jawara? She said, me like that. And that's going on for a whole week. And they get together and say, this is the best thing to do. Is let me go to the veranda and the first take bath, give me that name. The beverage shop pass my coke. They say, boy, you need coke. When the little boy goes to school and you know get us introduce the class to the child and the child to the class, don't they? They say that of me. So hey the female teacher. Turned to the little child and says, honey, what's your name? So my name is Mary. So Mary Class. Class, Mary, sit down. Another little boy said, what's your name? He said, my name is John. Class, John. John, Class, sit down. When they meet me partner, no. He said, well, what's your name? He said, I don't like my name. So what is wrong with it? He said, I don't like it. So I'll give you a clue. He said, well, if you had me in your hand, you had me in your mouth. And if you had me in your mouth, you had me in your belly. The female church said, okay, Dick, sit down. In the Caribbean to play football. We know what we're doing. Every time you give a Syrian a corner, he open a school. You're supposed to clap for them. We just finished elections in St. Vincent. And that prime minister you got in here. Clap. Not easy. He gone in the House of Parliament and he letting go bills for me like crazy this boy. Tax, hey, tax, hey, you name it, you get it. But he, secretary. Listening on a little transistor radio and she noticed he ain't saying nothing about the abortion bill. So she called the policeman on duty and she said, please remind the prime minister for me about the abortion bill. So he go and he said, Mr. Prime Minister, his secretary said to tell you, don't forget the abortion bill. He said, oh shit, tell she ever send a check in my life.
Check is in the mail, baby.
You see, when children start to get big in a house, there are certain things you do not discuss in front of them. So if you want a little morning time thing, you have to find a different language to talk in that house. You don't say, get up, let me do things. No. Them people see that on the internet. You have to use different things. So this couple is saying, hey, we're going to use washing machine. If you want to use the washing machine, just say. So the fella come home one night. And he say, honey, I want to use the washing machine. She said, the hose bus. The next night, he come back, he said, darling, for God's sake, I want to use the washing machine. She said, water gone. Well, and that went on for weeks. Well, one night she go out with her friend and she come back and she said, sweetie, you could use the washing machine today. He said, don't worry about that. I had a small load, so I did it by hand.
Salute. That was done right here in Montreal. Right here in Montreal. Recorded live right here in Montreal when he was, before he passed on to the better places. People say it's better, but I don't know about that. But Salute was great. He continued to be. Yeah, Montreal, we miss you. We miss him. And we're going to do this up to our commercial break and then we come back with more. Salute, man, just listen to him bring tears to my eyes. I tell you, I miss him very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Salute.
That was the guy, our MC that evening was Woodstock. DJ Woodstock was our MC. Yeah, man. We did well. when it comes to comedy in Montreal, we were one of the top places for comedy shows.
You know, these days, the way people used to lime long ago, and we say quoting, been different. Long time thing is sweeter. A fella go on and meet a girlfriend in the mother house. And dread, I don't know why men just have to be using the hand so, you know. He have the woman on a couch and he got the finger so. So, and the grandmother come in the room, so he take the cushion off the couch and rest it over his hand and keep his hand still so. When the grandmother go out the room, he take out the finger and he realize the finger dry. So he push it back. He take it out again. He says, sweetheart, what happened to you, sick? She says, sick? No, boy. This like M&M candy. This does melt in your mouth, not in your hand. I tell you, women are the smartest human beings God ever put on the face of the earth. Clap. A fella they both in the wife, and the wife they both in he too. And this thing going on and on and on, and they say, look, they start a gang up to catch one another, boy. They peep in and get it on. And they book a hotel a weekend, unknown to each other, the same hotel. Big thing now. When he coming out with his girl, she going in with she fella. Holding the hand too. And she spot he before he spot she. And she say, aha! I catch you. And he start to look in the fella direction. She said, don't worry. Don't worry. I walk with my own weakness. You're supposed to clap for that? Yeah. Salush. And I can't deal with Bajans, eh? You have any Bajans in the house? One, two, that good. Three little Bajan boys went for confession. And the father sit down in the box. And the first little boy come in. He say, good morning, father. I have sinned. The father says, look, what kind of sin you could sin? He say, I had sex with Jean last night. Father said, no problem, you're growing up. Go over there, kneel down, and say 10 Hail Mary and 1 Grace. The other little fella come to, he said, good morning, father, I have sinned. He said, what sin you could do? He said, I had sex with Jean last night. Father said, no problem, go in that corner over there, so you stand up and turn your face to the wall until I tell you turn around. When the third little fella come through, the father said, listen, you don't tell me no damn stupidness, but you had no sex with no Jean, you know. He said, no, father, I is Jean. Salush, you're supposed to clap.
That's what Salush, I tell you. Wow. We're going to come back with more as we go along, celebrating the life of a legendary comedian. And boy, I happened to spend the last few days with him before he passed on right here in Montreal, and I can't forget that. Can't forget him. We grew up as young boys and get into different things. He also had a big show on the radio in St. Vincent every Thursday night, live on radio I can't remember the radio station name, but the show was called The Night Rider. Night Rider over there in St. Vincent. And when he got me on, that's how come I got into radio, because he put me on radio in St. Vincent. And nice radio that was. And, you know, from that, people used to call me from all over the world. And then after I got started here at CJLO and CKUT also down there with Stretch, a lot of people was hearing me and hearing me all over the world. And we used to go live in St. Lucia and in St. Vincent at one time. Anyway, we will be back with more. This is Caribbean Callaloo. We're going to be back.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More Fire! More Fire!
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Callaloo with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Yes, the number here is 514-848-7471. And you could send us a text at that number. And so did Mary. Mary, thank you for the text. Mary said she's dying here with laugh because of good memories. She remembered those times. Mary was at all the shows. And Mary, thank you for supporting us from the early days until now. You still do. Thank you, Mary. You want to give us a call? Let us know. What do you think? And what are you thinking about? And what's happening with you? If you want to say it on air. Or just send us a text, please. 514-848-7471. And someone took up my challenge. Hello, how are you doing? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Caribbean Callaloo here.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Mary, thank you very much for your comment. I know you listen every week to us. And
it was loud.
So that give you back memories. You remember those days?
Those were the days.
Yeah, man.
Those are awesome memories.
Yes. And you heard your friend Woodstock introduced him?
Yes. You know, they're beautiful memories.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to text you. You're never
going to
hear from me,
I know. Even though you're silent, I know I would hear from you somehow.
I good days and bad days.
Mm-hmm. Very good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned something that we are going to be celebrating 50 years of our Republic anniversary.
Okay, and that's Guyana, right?
That's the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa Association is having their event.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the thing is going to be. They're going to be having an inter-service here.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I have the information, I'll come on air.
All right. I would glad to hear about it.
I've left a message for Ottawa to see if I can send you the flyer.
All right.
Gretchen Dutchin is going to be here apparently for that.
Okay, good. That should be nice.
Permission, I'll pass it over to you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm enjoying the show right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mary, for your input. Yep.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, that's Mary. They'll be celebrating Guyana's 50th anniversary of independence. And here, they'll be celebrating also Grenada. All the G countries, Guyana, Grenada, will be celebrating also. In February, around the 15th or 16th of February, around that time of the year. Anyway, we're going to hear more from Grenada about that and all that. Celebrating their independence. All right.
can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
Oh yes, somebody asked me to pull up that song. I think who's that? I'll pull it up again. There we go. Pull up and go again. They say, yeah. And that came in by a text. Your legs never work like how they used to.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Sometimes you can't move them.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
Yeah, man. But I could remember the taste of your love, ain't it? Yeah, man.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my.
Oh yes, give me memories. Memories. Why, when the legs don't work, it's memories.
And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are. Well, maybe we
find love anywhere we are.
Right where we are. Maybe we found love. Right where.
You remember the old days, man. You find love everywhere. Anyway, right. Let me go.
When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name.
Yes.
When my hands don't play strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Part of a
find love anywhere we are.
Where we are.
Where we going?
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about
how. Yes. How you doing? How you doing? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to send out a wish.
Sure.